local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number two of Pensacola Right Now starts now on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Joe and Austin with you for the next 48 minutes, getting you a full rundown of everything happening in your world today. We'll start off, as always, with our top three stories. A quick reminder, our text line is open, 850-437-1620. Traffic line, 850-2626-111. Our top three stories, we start in Israel as they are continuing to face growing pressure both locally and internationally to protect civilians from harm. This after Israeli defenses accidentally killed three hostages and two women who were taking refuge in a church. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin in Tel Aviv today reiterating America's commitment to Israel.
Israel has every right to defend itself against a fanatical terrorist group whose stated purpose is to murder Jews and eradicate the Jewish state.
As well as CIA Director William Burns, who is meeting with Qatari and Israeli officials in Poland to talk about the hostage situation and a potential humanitarian pause. Here in the States, the Biden administration will roll out one more package of military aid for Ukraine before the end of the year. That's according to John Kirby, the National Security Council spokesman. And the administration, though, continues to warn the U.S. will run out of money to provide military support to Ukraine if Congress does not take action. We had negotiators from the Senate, Republicans and Democrats, who were meeting over the weekend trying to negotiate a deal. No word if they've passed anything yet. And the driver who crashed into a presidential motorcade vehicle is charged with driving under the influence. This happened in Delaware when the 46-year-old driver hit an SUV, hit a car that a Secret Service vehicle was being used to close off intersections. President Biden was walking to a waiting SUV from his campaign office when that accident happened. 5:15 right now, we will pause, get local headlines in just a moment, right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping, celebrating 40 years in business on the Gulf Coast. Call us today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at traffic here in Pensacola and the surrounding areas, we're actually not dealing with anything too severe at the moment. Good news there. Brent Lane's giving us some issues. The intersection with Brent Lane and North Davis Highway, and if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Palafox Street, expect some issues in those two areas. Also, the intersection with North Davis Highway and Airport Boulevard is looking pretty backed up at the moment. And Pine Forest Road, that one was giving us a lot of issues. It currently looks fine. There's not too much congestion there, luckily. But the intersection with East Burgess Road and North Palafox Street may give you some hiccups as well. Moving over to Santa Rosa County, if you are traveling westbound on Caroline Street, coming over Blackwater River and trying to get into downtown Milton, there's still a lot of traffic in that area, but it has seemingly died down significantly.
All right. Thank you very much. Checking in with meteorologist Alan Strum.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and overnight we're going to see lows down mainly in the mid-30s. Inland areas a little bit colder, and that's also where we'll have a better chance for a bit of frosty weather to develop. So chilly and clear tonight, some sunshine for tomorrow with highs between 50 and 55. We'll continue with this cool pattern for the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. We'll get down to 37 degrees tonight. Right now, we're at 57 and probably drop pretty quickly here over the next hour. 53, the high on Tuesday with sunny skies, partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 40. Our top local story today, Pensacola police are looking for a suspect after a juvenile was shot in the leg downtown over the weekend. That was reported at around 9 o'clock Saturday night on J Street. The victim was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, thankfully. The boy told investigators a car pulled up with three people inside and shots were fired. No suspect information has been released. Channel 3 in the courtroom today as jury selection has already started 4 months after the death of a mother inside the Pensacola Home Depot on Davis Highway, 18-year-old Brooklyn Sims, the victim. 20-year-old Keith Agee is charged with first-degree premeditated murder in that trial. We may be a step closer to FDOT getting approval to light up the 3 Mile Bridge for special occasions. All construction on the bridge was completed in February. We've been in a holding pattern wondering when the light displays would be fully operational. On their Facebook page today, FDOT says that between December 21st and January 9th, they'll be conducting aesthetic lighting tests as part of the Coast Guard approval process. Now, once the lights are ultimately approved, they will be under FDOT's operational control and will only be lit up during state and federal holidays. Department of Transportation recently awarded 69 grants around the country to study the feasibility of improving or bringing back passenger rail routes. Unfortunately, Pensacola not among those selected to receive a grant. Each one was for $500,000, and grants were awarded to study routes from New Orleans to Mobile, as well as Florida cities connecting Miami, Tampa, Orlando, and Jacksonville. Pensacola's grant application would have studied a route from Mobile to Tallahassee. Mayor Reeves telling the paper that the P&J, that is, that they would be looking to apply again next year. That's a wrap-up of our local headlines today. We'll take a break. State and national headlines when we return on Pensacola Right Now.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Is there anything God can't do? The answer is yes. God can't lie, God can't change, and God can't let you into heaven if you haven't been born again. Personally, I was born again in 1988 as a 9-year-old boy. It was then that I realized that I was a sinner and I had broken God's holy and righteous standard. I called upon Jesus to save me from the consequences of my sin. I believed that He was virgin born and lived a sinless life and died in my place and then conquered death by rising from the grave. It was then that I was gloriously born again. If you haven't been born again, if you haven't been saved, today is the day of salvation. I urge you to call upon Christ today before it's eternally too late.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Hey Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
We are the Gulf Coast's premier local digital marketing partner. Did you know every campaign we create is done right here from our radio studio office, right here in Pensacola? Locally customized, locally designed, locally planned, locally executed, and locally optimized for your success by our team of media marketing professionals that really know Northwest Florida and South Alabama. Our team makes sure your campaign contains the most attention-getting display and video elements and the most advanced targeting to make sure your marketing budget is used in the most effective way possible. We are ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners, your team of trusted media professionals under the same roof of the radio names you know and love, like Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola, and Pensacola's Playlist. Begin your partnership with ADX Digital today by emailing connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them, so you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Ask Rushing Insurance in Pensacola and Daphne if auto owners make sense for you.
The cooler weather in Pensacola is a great time of the year for gardening. Whether it's planting roses, planting shrubs and trees and cool weather color, and of course, planning for spring. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesdays, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware, Blue Sky Landscaping, Barnes Feed Store, and Lucky's Pine Straw.
Hello, everyone. This is Austin Price wanting to wish you both a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year from News Radio 92.3.
Merry Christmas. News Radio 92.3. All I want for
Christmas is you.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Joe and Austin with you. Text line, by the way. We are taking your request for Christmas bumper music. So if you want to hear one of your favorites when we rejoin, you can text in those to 850-437-1620. 523 right now. Quick recap of our top three stories. If you missed it, Israel continuing to face pressure locally and internationally to protect civilians from harm. Last week, they accidentally killed three hostages and two women who were taking refuge in a church. Biden administration says they'll roll out one more package of military aid for Ukraine before the end of the year, but still warn that they will run out of money to provide the support if Congress does not take action before the end of the year. And the driver who crashed into a presidential motorcade is being charged with driving under the influence. A 46-year-old man, President Biden, was walking to a waiting SUV from his campaign office when the car hit a Secret Service vehicle that was being used to close off intersections nearby. Those are our top three stories. Around the state of Florida today, Florida Republicans are still pushing for the resignation of current GOP chair Christian Ziegler.
He needs to resign. It was unanimous. Every single motion today was unanimously voted on, and he's still there.
That is our representative, Michelle Salzman. A vote on his formal ouster is expected next month. Last night, party officials held an emergency meeting where they voted to strip him of most of his power as chair and reduced his salary to $1.
And gas prices in Florida are dropping to a two-year low. That's according to AAA, which says that Sunday's state average of $2.86 was the lowest daily average price since June of 2021. The report said that Florida gas prices have dropped more than 30 cents over the past 17 days, and as of yesterday, nearly 90% of Florida gas stations have pump prices below $3 a gallon.
525, more state headlines right after traffic and weather together.
Thank you, Joe. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Barbary Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the Best of the Bay winner. That's Barbary Plumbing at 477-8782. Looking at traffic, it's not too severe in most areas. We do have some outliers, though. Pine Forest Road, that's the biggest one so far. If you're traveling northbound or southbound on Pine Forest Road between I-10 and West 9 Mile, we've had some issues there kind of on and off today, and right now it's on, unfortunately. If you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, traveling towards Broad Street, that could give you some issues as well, because that is showing some backups at the moment. The intersection of North Davis Highway and Creighton Road looks like it's got some mild congestion in some areas. Same can be said about the intersection of North Davis Highway and Olive Road. Airport Boulevard traveling, or excuse me, North Davis Highway traveling northbound towards Airport Boulevard, that's looking pretty rough at the moment as well. And Brent Lane traveling westbound towards North Palafox Street is going to give you some issues at this time also. Lastly, in Santa Rosa County, Caroline Street traveling westbound, coming over Blackwater River and getting into downtown Milton. That it looked like it was dying down for a moment, but it has worsened since we've last covered it. So if you're in that area, look out for that.
All right, thank you very much, Austin. Channel 3 First Warning Weather with Alan Strum.
Cold air continues to be on the move, and overnight we're going to see lows down mainly in the mid-30s. Inland areas a little bit colder, and that's also where we'll have a better chance for a bit of frosty weather to develop. So chilly and clear tonight, some sunshine for tomorrow with highs between 50 and 55. We'll continue with this cool pattern for the next several days. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right, right now 57. 37 the low tonight. Clear. More sunshine, cooler tomorrow. Just a high of 53. Me likey. All right, state headlines. Two bills called the Gabby Petito Act are being filed in the Florida legislature in response to the New York woman's murder. Here is Sarah Lee Kessler with more.
Gabby Petito, a 22-year-old from Suffolk County, was murdered by her Florida fiancé, Brian Laundrie, in 2021. Gabby's parents are suing the Moab, Utah Police Department, claiming they failed to recognize that their daughter's life was in danger when they responded to a domestic abuse report. Now two bills have been filed in Florida's legislature requiring police to conduct a lethality assessment when they respond to domestic violence incidents to hopefully save other victims. Sarah Lee Kessler, NBC News Radio.
All right, around the country today, Pope Francis approving a ruling that will allow same-sex couples to receive blessings under certain conditions.
The Pope is very understanding of the times that we're living in and really has a sense for humanity being diverse. So I think it's a hopeful step forward.
Reaction from Florida activists there. The Vatican announced the landmark decision, saying priests can give the blessings if they are not given as part of regular church rituals. Instead, blessings can be given during visits to a shrine, a meeting with a priest, or during a pilgrimage.
And lawmakers are pushing to have salon workers trained to spot signs of domestic violence. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn and Democrat Senator Tammy Duckworth are set to introduce the Salon Stories Act today. The bill would provide grant money to states that make it a requirement for aspiring cosmetologists to take domestic violence prevention courses in order to obtain their licenses. Duckworth says that salons are a safe space and hairstylists are in a position that allows them to see some physical traits of abuse, such as bruising.
Democrats calling on Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas to step away from former President Trump's immunity case. A group of House Democrats signed a letter urging Thomas to recuse himself from deciding whether Trump is immune from being prosecuted over charges accusing him of trying to overturn the presidential election. Senate Democrats also sent a similar letter to Thomas last week.
And keeping with the Supreme Court theme, the late Justice Sandra Day O'Connor is being honored at the Supreme Court today. O'Connor will lie in repose inside the building's Great Hall so the public can pay their respects ahead of a funeral service tomorrow at the Washington National Cathedral.
Yep, in the Northeast, nearly a million people still without power today following major storms in the Northeast, affecting people from Virginia up to Maine. And more outages are expected as strong winds are continuing through tonight.
And good news if you've been waiting on your passports. From Washington, Natalie Migliori says that processing times have returned to pre-pandemic levels.
At the height of the pandemic, some people were waiting up to 3 months to get their passport applications processed. Now, the U.S. Department of State says passport applications are being processed within 8 weeks for normal service and 3 weeks for expedited service. The department says it received an all-time high number of applications between October of 2022 and September of this year, issuing over 24 million books and cards in that time. Only
5:30 right now. We'll get an update on what's happening in the sports world when we return. Pensacola right now.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is the latest Biden administration official to visit Israel, expressing concerns about civilian casualties in war-torn Gaza.
We will continue to stand up for Israel's bedrock right to defend itself. And we will also continue to urge the protection of civilians during conflict.
Now, the Hamas-run Gaza Health Ministry claims now more than 19,000 Palestinians have been killed since the start of that conflict. A former aide to Senator Ben Cardin could face criminal charges over an alleged sex tape recorded in a Senate conference room.
A congressional security source tells Fox the Capitol Police planned what was termed a thorough investigation. The police aim to conduct interviews, and they're still trying to piece together information, but so far, no arrest.
Fox's Chad Pergram on Capitol Hill. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. A report today says Amazon is in talks to invest in the nation's biggest regional sports programmer. Citing people familiar with the matter, the Wall Street Journal says Diamond Sports Group, which carries games in more than 40 major sports teams across the country, but filed for bankruptcy earlier this year, is actively negotiating with Amazon about a strategic investment. The journal says the move would advance the e-commerce giant's aggressive push into sports. Prime Video could eventually become the streaming home for Diamond's games. There's obviously still lots of fascination with Princess Diana. A black velvet dress she wore to a couple of events in the mid-1980s sold at a Julian's auction on Sunday for 11 times its estimated price, a new record for one of Diana's dresses auctioned off. The final selling price, about $1.15 million. Stocks eked out another gain today. The Dow Industrial's up less than a point, but enough to earn the index another fresh closing high. The S&P 500 rose 21, the NASDAQ Composite up 90. That's Your Money Now.
When hiring a repairman, you want to make sure you pick the right person for the job. When it comes to plumbing, there's just one name to remember, and that is Barbieri Plumbing. Hi, I'm Judy Barbieri Lacey, and for over 40 years, Barbieri Plumbing has been Pensacola's plumber, and we pride ourselves on being known for our expertise and integrity. One reason, we are the home of the flat rate pricing. Back in the 90s, our founder, my dad, Louis Barbieri, pioneered the flat rate pricing here in Pensacola, and it continues as a staple of our business. His ingenuity helped take the fear out of calling a repairman. The flat rate pricing simply means you know exactly what the cost is before the job starts, rather than paying by the hour. So the next time you have a plumbing problem, don't fear the call. Call Barbieri Plumbing, the local pioneer of flat rate pricing. Call 477-8782. That's 477-8782. And like us on Facebook.
The Florida Department of Health in Escambia County works to protect, promote, and improve the health of everyone in your community. Listen in tomorrow at 10:30 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when Director Marie Mott will give a public health update. That's tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Some days I cover up because of my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now I'm hitting the road with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150 milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. And Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis, and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
This is Zach Gelb with CBS Sports Minute. The Real Buffalo Bills and Dallas Cowboys are both back. The Bills had quite a few hiccups this season, but are 8-6, and could win out against the Chargers, Pats, and Dolphins, and in a wide-open AFC, with a healthy elite quarterback, no one will want to face Buffalo in the playoffs. And as for the Cowboys, they got blown out against those Bills, and once again showed they're just stuck being a good team, but not a great team, and they can't be trusted in big spots consistently. I'm Zach Gelb.
As the weather gets colder, the NFL offers Stay Hot on FanDuel. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets with any winning $5 moneyline bet. That's $150 if your team wins. If you've been thinking about joining FanDuel, there's no better time to get in on the action. The app is so easy to use. There's a wide range of betting options, spreads, player props, over-unders, and more. So visit FanDuel.com/win and kick off the NFL season. That's FanDuel.com/win. FanDuel, official partner of the NFL.
Must be 21 plus and present in state where lawful to wager. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager, only $5 pregame money line.
online wager required. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut. 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas. 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana, visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland, visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Help is here. Visit gamblinghelpma.org or call 1-800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York.
News Radio Pensacola has you covered no matter where you are or how you like to listen. Tune into our frequencies on 92.3 FM, 95.3 FM, and AM 1620 for the latest breaking news, local updates, and in-depth analysis. Can't be near a radio? No problem. Stream us live on our website or through our convenient app. Available for download on your mobile device. Plus, with our smart device integration, you can ask your virtual assistant to play News Radio 92.3, and we'll be right there with you. It's News Radio Pensacola.
You know Dasher and Dancer, Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner and Blitzen. But do you recall, what's that? The most famous reindeer of all. Come on!
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, what? Had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw it, you would even say it glows. Come on!
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Just a little bit past 5:35 here, we will get another check of the roads and weather. We did get a report on the text line saying that the congestion we were seeing at Pensacola Boulevard and Broad Street, that was an accident. No police were on the scene last we heard, but that's what was causing some congestion in that area. But beyond that, in Pensacola, if you are on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, expect some issues in that area that has gotten more congested since we last covered it. Also, the Brent Lane, if you're traveling westbound on Brent Lane towards North Davis Highway, that's giving us some issues. Other than that, there doesn't appear to be too big of hitters right now in Pensacola itself. But if you go over to Santa Rosa County, we were dealing with a lot of congestion coming over Blackwater River. If you're on Caroline Street traveling westbound trying to get into downtown Milton, we still have congestion in that area, but it has seemingly died down a good deal.
We've got some chilly weather that's settling into place. In fact, over the next couple of nights, low temperatures will be down in the 30s. A little bit of frosty weather possible for some areas, especially inland and away from the coast. So 30s overnight for the next several nights, and daytime highs will be in the 50s with mainly sunny skies. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Yeah, going to be 37 tonight. Right now, 57. Sunshine with a high of 53 tomorrow. Quick recap of our top three stories today. Israeli leaders are continuing to face pressure at home and internationally to better protect civilians from harm. Last week, they accidentally killed three hostages as well as two women who were taking refuge in a church. The Biden administration says they will have one more package of military aid to Ukraine before the end of the year, but they say that the U.S. will run out of money to provide support if Congress does not take action. Right now, no word that that will happen. And the driver who crashed into a presidential motorcade vehicle last night is now charged with DUI. Delaware police announcing that the 46-year-old driver is being charged with the inattentive driving as well. This involved the motorcade of President Biden, who was walking to a waiting SUV from his campaign office last night when the car hit a Secret Service vehicle that was being used to close off an intersection. So video of that, because, of course, you know, when the president's there, he's got, like, all the media. So, I mean, the media was already there. Mm-hmm. This guy, this poor guy, I mean, I guess not a poor guy because he, you know, DUI, so, you know, don't drink and drive. But he crashes into a car, and then, like, within seconds, there's, you know, fully drawn weapons, Secret Service officials all over the place. So, obviously, not quite your standard DUI arrest there.
Absolutely.
Sports, busy weekend, of course. A full slate of NFL games. Maybe a bit of a clearer picture as far as the AFC and NFC playoff races go. Mm-hmm. What did you make of what we saw yesterday and Saturday as far as the NFL goes?
Well, for starters, I was not happy with my Steelers, and I don't just bring that up because I'm an upset fan. I bring that up because during that game, Steelers safety DeMonte Casey Delivered a pretty rough hit on Indianapolis Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr., and it has caused him to be suspended for the remainder of the season. It seems like the NFL is kind of trying to rip a page out of the NBA's book as far as these punitive punishments go. So much so that legendary quarterback Tom Brady is critical of the move. He says on Instagram that putting the blame on the defensive player all the time is just flat out wrong. So that's pretty controversial there. But I will say, because just to tie this back to the playoff hunt and everything, my Steelers are now out of the picture as of currently, and the Colts are now, I think they are now in the picture after that win. So, yeah, it's pretty rough. But I will say tonight in the NFC, we could get some better answers on teams' playoff pictures. The Seahawks and Eagles face off at 7:15 on ESPN and ABC. Last I saw, the spread was the Eagles are favored by 3.5. Jalen Hurts is likely to play, but Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith is not.
That's right.
Ouch.
Also, there was one bowl game. I didn't get to see the ending of it. There was it was Western Kentucky and Old Dominion in the famous, what is it called?
Famous Toastery Bowl, but famous is left up to debate, I would say.
Yeah. The Austin Reed, who used to play quarterback at UWF, he did not play as he opted out.
Yeah.
Speaking of opt-outs, Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels will not be playing against Wisconsin in LSU's bowl game, the ReliaQuest Bowl. Mm-hmm. It's in Florida. It's on January 1st, so I don't know if that is the new name for the Citrus Gator or Outback.
Oh, no, ReliaQuest is its own thing.
It's its own thing, so there's still those three in addition to that.
I believe so, yeah.
Okay.
But I will say this about the Monarchs. The final of that game, they were up 28-0 early in the
Old
second
Dominion.
Quarter.
Okay.
Yes, the Old Dominion Monarchs. The Western Kentucky Hilltoppers completed the comeback, beat them 38-35 in overtime.
Okay.
And it's not the first time the Monarchs have blown a lead this season. Back in September, they blew a 17-point halftime lead and just barely fell to the mighty
All right, Elf Business
Wake Forest
and Science
Demon
News
Deacons.
Today. I'm sorry, who was that team?
Wake Forest Demon Deacons.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's just a coincidence.
How did that get in the script?
Well,
if
you had read, you would have heard the connection. It says it's not the first lead the Monarchs have blown. They blew one back in September to Wake. I'm just saying, it's just an observation.
Yeah. All right. Thank you to our
objective journalist.
Our objective journalist,
Austin Price. You're welcome.
Austin Price, Wake Forest Demon Deacon fan. His truck has got the Wake Forest seat covers, the bumper sticker. I mean, you cannot
miss.
You've
seen the inside of my truck?
Well, I mean, it's not like they're tinted windows. Uh-huh. I mean, I walk past it every night when I leave the place, and I can easily see that you have Demon Deacon seat covers there. I would dare say the only car in the metro area stretching from Mobile all the way to Tallahassee has what Wake Forest insignia on the outside and seat covers on the inside.
I want to say I saw a Jeep near McGuire's that had a spare wheel on the back, a Jeep Wrangler, and it had a Demon Deacon's wheel cover.
It was a tourist from North Carolina.
Perhaps.
Health, Business, and Science today. Southwest Airlines agreeing to a record-setting civil penalty over last year's holiday travel nightmare.
We really need to send a message to the entire airline industry that you have to take care of passengers, do the right thing, run your operations well, or there will be a consequence and our department will hold you accountable.
That's Pete Buttigieg. The airline agreed to pay $140 million. Of course, this after last year, the Southwest Airlines canceled almost 17,000 flights, leaving 2 million travelers stranded. 5:45, more Health, Business, and Science notes right after traffic and weather.
Yes, thank you, Joe. Looking at traffic and weather here, we have had a lot going on Pensacola Boulevard. We touched on how there was a bit of an incident near Broad Street if you were traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard, and that caused a little bit of congestion, but we haven't had much since then. However, just a little bit more north of that, if you're traveling northbound on Pensacola Boulevard towards the intersection with Detroit Boulevard, we've got some issues there that's causing some pretty severe congestion at the moment. Other than that, we're not seeing anything too heinous in the Pensacola area. But if you go to Santa Rosa County, we were having issues on Caroline Street traveling westbound over Blackwater River. That has seemingly died down just about completely.
All right. Thank you very much. Looking at our Channel 3 first warning weather forecast, going to be chilly tonight, 37 for the low. We're at 57 degrees right now. Just a high of 53 Tuesday. Sunshine returns, 40 the overnight low tomorrow night. Cloud cover moving in with some sunshine mixed in on Wednesday, 55. Back up to 60 on Thursday with mostly sunny skies. 5:46 right now. The Teamsters today authorizing a nationwide strike against Anheuser-Busch. Union leaders announced over the weekend that its members will strike when the current contract expires in late February if the company fails to come to the negotiating table before then.
And home builder confidence is improving as mortgage rates fall. The Wells Fargo Housing Market Index rose 3 points in December, reversing a four-month decline, and a survey noted that builders reported an uptick in traffic among prospective buyers who previously felt priced out of the market.
Also, while there remains hesitancy about the COVID shot, a new study shows that parents are eager and willing to get their kids vaccinated against RSV.
Every parent of a young child has heard, I think, a horror story of someone else's child getting really sick.
A Texas A&M study finds more than 70% of American parents plan to have their children vaccinated against RSV, but only 40% intend to do the same regarding COVID.
Ooh. And Apple will be stopping its sale of the Series 9 and Ultra 2 watches. Patent disputes over the device's blood oxygen monitor will be keeping the watch off of the shelves this Thursday. The United States International Trade Commission recently ruled that the tech giant had illegally incorporated the blood oxygen technology from medical tech company Masimo.
5:47 here, Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Pop culture notes, Wonka dominating the weekend box office. Around $39 million over the weekend. It was more than the combined total of the other 10 movies that made at least $1 million over the weekend.
Yeah. And former New York Congressman George Santos, he's also a big moneymaker on something called Cameo, apparently. But he's threatening to sue ABC talk show host Jimmy Kimmel over it. Santos is paying his bills these days with the money he's earning making Cameo videos. $500 a pop. So whoever's buying them is giving him some serious money there. And that's what Jimmy Kimmel was doing. He paid for each one of the ones that he showed. He bought them anonymously. And he got Santos to say ridiculous things and then played them on his Tonight Show Jimmy Kimmel Live. I'm not a lawyer. I don't know how this is really going to hold up. I mean, he bought it.
Know.
Santos willingly did it. He's just showing him.
I don't even know why Santos would be upset about this, because it's all it's doing is just drawing up publicity, and it's not like he's stealing the content. He's paying for it.
At this rate, any press is good press for George.
Yeah, like, I don't know about all press, because he does have the whole federal indictment thing going on, but no, you're right.
That's ruined his political career. I mean, being a meme on the internet, he just needs to embrace that at this point.
Yeah. Also, let's see, Jonathan Majors found guilty in his domestic violence trial today. Split verdict, actually. Guilty of one count of assault and harassment, and he was found not guilty on another count of assault and aggravated harassment. There's going to be sentencing in February for him. The jury spent almost 4 hours deliberating, which was spread out over 3 days. 5:55, we'll take our final break this hour, back with wacky stories and good news on hour number two of Pensacola right now.
The Volkswagen Sign and Drive event wraps up the year at Pete Moore Imports. And that means with zero down payment, zero due at signing, zero security deposit, and zero first month payment, you can lease the 2024 Volkswagen Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos at Pete Moore Imports today. It's never been easier to bring a shiny new Volkswagen home for the holidays. All you have to do is just sign your name. There's no down payment, no security deposit, nothing due at signing, and no first month payment. How much easier could it be? Just sign your name and you'll be driving a 2024 Atlas, Atlas Cross Sport, Tiguan, or Taos home today. And as the new year comes to close, Pete Moore Imports wishes everyone a very Merry Christmas and a happy holiday season. Pete Moore Imports is not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Speedmore Imports is at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
For highly qualified customers through Volkswagen Credit, zero first month payment up to $900. Offer ends January 2nd, 2024. See dealer for details.
Christmas is in the air at Pensacola Hardware, and we're ready to get you started on your way to a wonderful holiday season. From indoor to outdoor kitchen accessories and accents, we've got the perfect gifts for everyone on your list, with two websites to help you find what you need. Our contractor site is an excellent resource for supplies or quotes on larger projects, while our housewares and gift sites let you order online from our wide selection to ship or pick up in store. Fill your gift list this Christmas at Pensacola Hardware. Find us at PensacolaHardware.com and PensacolaHardware.net.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her? Roxanne's own life was saved through the gift of a heart transplant, made possible by an organ donor.
I decided that day that I was going to devote myself to the cause of organ donation and signing people up and honoring my donor by doing that.
Now she's back to health, and she's a powerful force helping to save lives every day through her work. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life.
8 people can be helped with the major organs, and up to 50 people can be helped with a little bit of everything. And when you think about it that way, that you could help that many people, it's amazing. It really is.
Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Looking for unique and one-of-a-kind gift ideas this holiday season? Look no further. Berman Proper, an amazing gift shop nestled in Gulf Breeze proper, has a wide selection of gifts, custom engraving, and local products. They also have one of the largest selections of coastal Christmas ornaments and decor that you need to see. Berman Proper has gifts for everyone on your list, including yourself. Berman Proper is located in your neighborhood Walmart shopping center in Gulf Breeze proper and online at priminproper.com.
Hi, this is David Wayne, and I just want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
From all of us to all of you, Merry Christmas.
Mom got drunk and Dad got drunk at a Christmas party. We were drinking champagne punch and homemade eggnog.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. I always see that song.
What is your, in fact, this is like the 30th time you've played this song in the last 2 weeks.
I always forget that that song is the one about Mom got drunk, Dad got drunk, or whatever. I always forget that. I just see it's called Merry Christmas in our playlist, and I just grab it and slap it on there. I'm so sorry.
You can, you can listen preview to the song before we come back, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I try not to worry about that. I'm like, oh, this is a Christmas song, and it's one I'm not familiar with, so we can learn together. And I'm sorry that we had to learn. Anyway, it's just about 5:55 here. One last check at the roads and weather before we wrap up this hour. We do have an accident being reported on Pensacola Boulevard near the intersection with West Detroit Boulevard. That's what we were reporting on earlier. Still heavy congestion in that area as a result of that. Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards West 9 Mile Road, giving us issues once again. It had cleared up for a moment, so that's a bummer. Brent Lane traveling westbound towards the intersection with North Davis Highway. That's giving us some issues still. But other than that, nothing's looking too rough at the moment.
We've got some chilly weather that's settling into place. In fact, over the next couple of nights, low temperatures will be down in the 30s. A little bit of frosty weather possible for some areas, especially inland and away from the coast. So 30s overnight for the next several nights, and daytime highs will be in the 50s with mainly sunny skies. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
Thank you very much, Alan. 55 degrees right now, down to 37 overnight tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high of 53. Some wacky stories today. Somebody stole Abraham Lincoln's top hat from his bronze sculpture in Louisville. It happened earlier this month. The sculptor says that whoever did it had to be really strong and determined to pry bronze from a base. Mm-hmm. Lincoln's statue is 12 feet tall, but they didn't have to climb up to the very top to get the top hat because the hat actually rests on the bottom on a rock besides the president.
So. All right. So not too determined. Gotcha. Yeah. A Kentucky family got a little something extra when they picked out their Christmas tree this year. Michelle White says the tree had been in their home for 4 days and they didn't notice anything. While they were gone, a carpet cleaner was over, and when he plugged in a piece of equipment, the tree started to sway. Turns out there was an owl living in the tree. Mm-hmm. They were able to safely release it into the backyard, luckily.
Yeah. Also, very bizarre story in Texas, where mm-hmm. a man fatally struck a pedestrian. He tried to say that the severe damage to his car was because he hit an animal. The problem was that the victim's body was actually in the passenger seat. Police say that they were called to a restaurant parking lot late Saturday night after someone noticed the car with extensive damage and the driver was slumped over on the steering wheel. Police believe somehow the impact was so severe that the pedestrian was actually thrown inside the vehicle and the body just kind of rested on the passenger seat. I have no idea how that's possible.
Yeah.
Physically. 31-year-old Nestor Cortez, the suspect, reportedly drove almost 40 miles to the restaurant with the body next to him before pulling over at a restaurant parking lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, just a bizarre story there.
How are they certain that he didn't hit the pedestrian and then grab his body and take it with him?
Well, that's what it makes sense to me.
It makes more sense than the physics involved. And yeah. I mean, because you're just like panicking.
I mean, unless the... I don't know. Maybe I don't know what kind of car he had. Maybe like the sunroof or the moonroof was such that I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. Your version makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, I'm not a physicist, but that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
A baby was miraculously found alive in a tree after tornadoes ripped through Tennessee last weekend. The parents of the four-month-old said that the tornado tore apart their mobile home last Saturday and picked up a bassinet with their baby still inside. After the storm passed, the family began looking for the baby and eventually found him in a tree. His mother said it looked like the baby was just placed there gently and called it a miracle.
We got a baby in a tree and an owl found in the tree there. So, an Oklahoma college student is celebrating the 7th anniversary of a toy drive he started that to date has seen over 54,000 toys donated to children around the state. Reed Markham was still a kid himself when he learned that some children in his hometown of McAllister didn't have any toys to open for Christmas. Now, a freshman at Oklahoma State, he'll still make the 2.5-hour drive home to participate in his annual toy drive this year, where they're expected to hand out around 10,000 toys to kids in his hometown. So, good job out of you, Reed. Mm-hmm. And that'll put a cap here on hour number two of Pensacola right now. Channel 3 News at 6 is coming up. We're back in about 12 minutes for another full rundown. If you missed anything from the first 2 hours, stick around. We got you covered. Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3.